Good morning, everybody. Today's Wednesday. Wednesday fun day. Ooh, trash. Wednesday. Oh, man, I don't know what rhymes with Wednesday, but yeah, Wednesdays, it's a good day. I'm going to make it a good day, no matter what. Stay positive. Oh, man. What is it called? Bubbling water, whatever, liqueur, whatever you want to call it. Ooh, excuse me. Man. Song about stoning out, making body noises. But, I remember we tried some water. It was at a Winco. Man, we should have bought a whole pallet of it. It was like the cheapest liqueur type water you can get. And it was also tasty. Of course, that company went under. Maybe the materials were too much or whatever. Because you literally got like a 32-pack or a 40-pack. One of those big old packs. And it was well worth the money. So, whatever happened to that company, I don't know. Maybe they should show the recipe to another company or something. Because, man, it was not bad at all. Went to the shop yesterday with my mom. We were putting up stuff. Alright. He lived. I think he did. Oh, man. A possum. Really did not want to run that thing over. But. What else? We finally put it at the bike light. Got the cord around there. I was like, I really thought we're the only ones that had some Vaseline glass. But there was another table. Theirs were priced like selling price. Then I found some more. Then we found a perfume bottle. I was like, God dang, man. I mean, we're still unique because we actually have a black light showing the glass. So, people won't have to use the black light and be like, oh, look, it's uranium glass. But they can literally see it. It's glowing. Maybe some people need to do that. Try a little harder. But, yeah, I was like, anyway, the booth is still unique. Mom wants to call it our store. Like, it's the family store. I was like, all right. I was like, you say so. It's our store. But, she calls it that. I mean, I need to try to get my brothers to put more stuff in there. Because I wish my brother still had this dancing clown. It's a drunk clown. A clown drinking. It was a nice little piece. I was like, Mike, you sure? He said he threw it away, and I was like, damn it, Michael. And that was a nice piece, too. You don't really see that every day, a drunk clown. But I don't know. It's whatever. Had some weird dreams. I think I had a dream where my brother Mike was in it. We were watching a show, and I asked John to put subtitles on it. And because Mike was watching it like he was watching the movie, but you know he can't fucking hear, so I asked John to put subtitles on, and he did. So, even in my dream, I worry about him, or not worry about him. I try to help him out. But yeah, it was just funny because I don't know what we were watching. Even in my dream, subtitles came on, which is pretty weird because I try to remember in dreams. Someone said you can't read or you can't You can't do certain things in your dreams. I forgot what it's called. Reading, I think it was on a Batman movie. Like, you can't read writing in the dreams because of something. I don't know. That was a cool little episode because it was like, what would happen if Batman was happy? Like, he didn't have to worry about Batman. He wouldn't have to be a hero anymore. He had a family. And even it was all perfect, he didn't want to be perfect in his dream. So I was like, what are you, I mean, Batman did not want to be happy. So it was whatever. I think Enigma, someone put him in a trance or something like that to be like, he's like, yeah, he's like, I'm trying to make you happy so you stop bothering those crooks. And I was like, at least he tried to help Batman. Or try to, I don't know. That was like one episode, like the villain, like literally just got, like, he gave up. He's like, oh, you got me, Batman. That's a wild episode. Oh, man. Ugh. LaCroix. But yeah, the shop's looking good. It is literally packed. We packed it out, boys. I found like a stand, so we put more stuff on there. I mean, I think I made a video on it. And the stand, what was it? Mom kept her thing in there, so we could put more stuff. I think she forgot to put poops in there. No, I forgot what it is. But we didn't break any glass this time. Mom didn't step on anything. Everything looked good. It was ready to go. Ooh, excuse me. Ooh, damn. Body noises. But, I think that's the most packed the store has ever been. It's packed. I made a video, not a video, but I'll put up pictures like, now we're radiation. So, some people got it, some people didn't. I was like, but what's funny, there's a piece I found. It was the first uranium glass I ever found in, like, in the open. It was like a little Corcopia, whatever the hell. It was like, it's supposed to be a two-pack type thing, but, you know, I only found one. But that sucker was bright as hell. You could tell that sucker had uranium. I was like, dang, I should have washed my hands. But, that sucker was the brightest one they had in there. I was like, God dang. And I was looking at some other vaccine glass, how bright it is. I was like, I wonder if ours is, like, at first I thought ours is pretty pricey. But after I saw what, I was like, shoot, I said, maybe I should have lowered it. But mom was like, nah, don't worry about it. But the piece I found that was like bright, that sucker still stood firm on 30. I was like, you know what? I go like 30 is what I'm gonna have it at. It's like, this is the brightest one out of all of them. So, said if they want it, $30, bucko. So you can have it. So, I mean, if it doesn't sell, I might try to go back and try to keep it. Be like my first one, my first find. I can't see shit. Lights is over. No, I better not. I was gonna go, but I don't wanna. Dang, it turned red real fast. I'm gonna go. My window. I don't know because I was up. There we go. Ugh. I think I made it worse for my window. Yay. But it was a pretty good day. We chilled. We did our thing. Got the shop ready. But like I told my mom, I was like, I don't know if I ever gonna get that lucky ever again finding that type of glass. It just happens. And finding other glasses, I found some nice pieces and nice and cheap too. And my mom, you know, there were two flower looking glasses. She got a price up there. And one of the glasses she saw was unique was the metal and glass. Like a silver type thing. My mom was going to price it higher, but you saw, oh, never mind, it doesn't have a lady on it. Supposedly, you have the lady one that has metal and glass. That's worth a little bit more. But, I mean, it's unique. The metal glass stuff is a unique type of thing. And My mom told me she still has Pops. Maybe that'd be more in the holiday time. She has comic books. And I told my mom, I was like, man, you can just put those things for a dollar each. People will buy them. I mean, I one day maybe I need to go through them one day and be like, yeah, let me see. Let me check them out. And be like, God, this dollar. Because only, like, I had, like, a couple of comic books that were, like, worth, like, some good money. Like, but I had the comic, but I don't have the time to grade them. So I just sold them for the price. Not too pricey, but enough for it to get to leave my shelf. Like, $20, $10. And they left. They were gone. Man, so someone bought the shit out of them. And someone, knew what they were getting. I said, yeah, man, hell yeah. I made some good money that week. How much I made? Like $100-something. Did I make $100-something? Well, either way, I made some money. I think my mom's supposed to send some money my way to you today. Helping out with the shop and stuff, which is nice. Don't worry with that. I don't mind helping. I don't mind helping at all. I mean, what can you do? It's like all I'm doing is helping out mom. So that's nice. Helping her out. Trying to think, y'all. Oh, but yeah, I made a little YouTube video that's showing off my mom's shop of the uranium glass and then around the shop inside. So, yeah. I've been to use like a color grading thing on there. The best of my ability of color grading. Like I said, I'm not the best at color grading and all that stuff. I'm doing it on my phone. It's just use the basic apps I have on there. What was it? I was going to surprise my roommate with, he loves, cherries and grapes. I was like, I'll go buy Sam's Club. I'll buy some. He would eat the shit out of them. But, what other day? I'm trying to think. Thursday. Man, I'm tired. I don't think I have any else things planned out. My package, I had to contact a seller about my master. He's a cool guy. He just gets busy. If I knew, like, if I had, like, a trade, like a little trade he did, he makes masks. They're pretty much made out of plastic. If I even had, like, a little bit of that, like, a mold or something, I would try to help him, I was like, if he wanted a piece of it, the pie, I'd be like, yeah, man, I could put them at a shop, sell them, or see what people would, would buy them, because they're pretty cool masks. It's like something for, like, guys play airsoft, or play Nerf, or something like that, and he even wanted me to send him a picture. He's like, what do you do with them? I was like, I showed him. I was like, it's not like I resell them. So they're keepers. I was like, everyone I bought from him have been keepers. Like, I think I bought two times from him. This will be a third time buying two more. And, I mean, hey, I was like, he's making money. So, I mean, I just think of what kind of material, what materials he invests in there. Because, you know, I know you pay for the shipping and stuff like that. But what? How much is, like, I wonder if it's, like, one of those things, like, China. It probably costs, like, $10 to make one or two of them, or I'm not sure. I told Andrew a long time ago I want to try to get air suction thing. It sucks the air out, and you got the plastic mold. And bam, you got yourself a mask. But I'm just like, oh, man, I just don't know, man. I'm not that too confident on it. Confident, oh, they're making it. Because I don't want to mess one up. Even though I got three, four of them. But I don't know. We'll see. We'll see, everybody. We'll see. Alright, see how it goes. What else I'm thinking of, everybody? I don't know. But he's all, the guy is all around cool guy. He's a cool dude. It's just, I had to remind him because it was supposed to come in on the 21st. So guess what? I don't think it's going to be coming on the 21st. Maybe a little later, but especially this month. But it'd be awesome if it came in. But, God dang, guys. I'm trying to think of anything else. I think everything's caught up. Aaron and John and Shane and Devin. Shane was talking about something on Messenger. God dang it. But, John yesterday was talking about his bad experience on, a restaurant on his wife's birthday. And I'm just like, oh my God, John. I was like, none's perfect, but whatever. I mean, at least he tipped, but it's the lowest amount. And John said, yeah, it's on there. Yeah. But did you pay 18% for three people? Or did you're supposed to count in like how many people are there and this, but I don't think that guy got the good. Either way, he was having a bad day. And I was like, man, maybe he was too confident in his job that day. Maybe he needed to write it down. He was fucking up the order and a whole bunch of shit, man. Like, I don't know, man. It seemed like, I don't know what restaurants he goes to. And I don't really care to know because it seems like they're always, something's always fucking up. It has to get fucked up. It has to be for it to be a perfect afternoon over there. So I don't know. I'll be happy with the food, but that's me. I'll be like, hell yeah, man. As long as you charge me what the food is and not overcharge me on it. But John said it was a bad experience. But oh well, what can you do? Anyway, I'm here. Y'all have a good day and a good morning. Bye.